fifth volume of the Rebbe's letters. This is letter number 1293. This is dated on Yutes Kislev on the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Baruch Hashem. It's a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I had received your letter, and I'm very happy to hear that the pains that you were experiencing are almost over, and I am hoping that you will feel even better. About this that you write, that your daughter, may she live, is very bitter, the fact that her children are not conducting themselves Jewishly. I guess that they're so. So the Rebbe says that give over to her that being bitter about it, you're not going to help, and it doesn't help at all. But you must influence. Must influence that. And only the Rebbe says through good ways and also nice speak, only good speech, and requests. And you shouldn't get tired to talk about this once, twice, three times. At the end, you're going to be effective. A little earlier, a little later, more and more. But you got to keep on talking. But the Rebbe says only with good and with nice ways. It's interesting, just because yesterday I was talking to somebody, he told me that he met up with this Orthodox rabbi. He's not religious, but he met up with this Orthodox person. They went for a walk, and he was shocked. He says, you know, the guy told him, you have to, you know, if your kids don't do what you want to do, then you just got to divorce them and just have nothing to do with them, and you know, just write them off. That's what is. He said, I was shocked. He says, I told him that's not the way of Chabad. It must have been not another Chabad. Okay. The Rebbe says that you're writing also that your daughter's son is going to get married. So you need to, when you're supposed to speak with his caller, that she should conduct herself as a Jewish daughter needs to conduct herself, especially when we talk about Taras and Mishpacha, kosher, and keeping Shabbos. And to explain to her that her conduct hinges her happiness and the happiness of her chassan and from their children, which will be to them. And when you trust and believe in Hashem Yisbarach, then you see later on, even with your eyes, with your physical eyes, you can see that this brought you materially good and spiritual good by following this. With blessings, with good health, and Jewish nachas from your children and grandchildren.